I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The conflict in Ivory Coast may be coming to an end. Entrenched leader Laurent Gbagbo is negotiating his own exit. Gbagbo is holed up in his residence in the main city of Abidjan. He's literally surrounded by forces loyal to the internationally recognized president, Alassane Ouattara. They got key support in the past few days from French and UN military forces in the country. Meanwhile, Gbagbo's own support seems to be melting away. It was Gbagbo's refusal to step down as president after losing an election in November that sparked the fighting. The violence has left hundreds of people dead. The BBC's John James is on the outskirts of Abidjan. What do all these developments mean, John? Is the war almost over?
I think that does seem to be the case. Just looking at the situation on the edge of Abidjan, things seem reasonably quiet, just the odd gunfire, but generally the heavy weaponry has stopped over the last few hours. And with these talks of negotiations, I think it really does feel like the end. We've got a situation where the president is understood to be in the presidential bunker beneath the presidential residence, and they're negotiating his departure with the UN and some of his key generals.
And so Laurent Gbagbo is still at the presidential palace, as far as you know, right now?
The presidential residence. That's what we understand, but it's not clear exactly where he is in the city, if you need on the outskirts. But it does seem that's where he is at the moment, despite the fact that the pro-Ouattara forces, who launched their offensive yesterday, have taken control of much of the city.
What are the options for Laurent Gbagbo right now? I mean, do you know what he's even being offered?
No, it's not clear exactly what he's being offered, but the negotiations around his surrender, and I think it's just principally about finding a safe way for him to leave the country and to come out of the situation with his family and perhaps some close allies from his government. Anything more we haven't heard about. Certainly over the last 4 months, there's been various offers on the table that included amnesty, financial package, and a safe exile somewhere in the world, and offers from various countries, but those were earlier times. Now it's resorted to a military solution, and so I'm not sure how attractive these offers will now be, but I think everyone's keen for him to find a way out of this situation, to of course resolve this post-election crisis and allow the country to move on after an extremely destructive four-month process.
Looking to the near term, John, does Alassane Ouattara have the resources and support to bring Ivory Coast together again, do you think?
Well, it's been a very controversial process, this election, post-election period, and certainly there's been a lot of damage done to the tissue, if you, social tissue, if you like, of the country. And that's going to represent a huge challenge for Alassane Ouattara, who, although he may have won the elections, is still a divisive character in many homes, and many people see him either as not true Ivoirian or as the person who's responsible for the violence the country has seen over the last decade or so. So he'll have to work hard, I think, to win over a lot of people in the country. At the same time, given the violence that has been, and also the presence of so many weapons that have been handed out in the last few weeks, there's a very real security challenge, I think, as well for the country. And of course, just getting the country back on its feet. I mean, the economy is virtually at zero. So many companies have closed down, have had to lay off staff. And so there's a huge challenge for him just to get the country back functioning as it was just before the election.
The BBC's John James on the outskirts of Abidjan.